from the Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. Lake 94.1 is W231BX and WSNW Seneca.
Good news, only good news on City Talk.
It's Saturday morning. It's City Talk, Mayor Dan Alexander's weekly radio good news show. And unfortunately, again, we're still in the middle of this virus thing and not being able to get into the studio to do all our interviews. So what we're going to do, we're going to play the Coffee Time edition that was with City Administrator Scott Mulder and News Director Kevin right there at the lake, along with Dan Alexander. That's going to be on the show this week. And we got some more best of, so just stay with us on that. And we're going to come back with more City Talk with Mayor Dan Alexander. Stay with us, everybody.
Hello, Seneca. This is Scott Mulder with the City of Seneca. No doubt these are difficult times, but let me tell you, in these times, we can come together as a community. We want to encourage you to shop local and support our local business owners. You know, how can we help? Buy a gift card to use at a later date if need be. Order takeout from a local restaurant. Give a review online to a local business that's doing something creative to get through this. You know, add tip generously to those who deliver your groceries or dinner for the family. There's many things we can do to come together. This message is proudly brought to you by the City of Seneca.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Time. It's City Day on Coffee Time, as we do every Wednesday. I remember what day of the week it is this week, and I have with me today, as usual, Mayor Dan Alexander and City Administrator for Seneca, Mr. Scott Mulder. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Well,
good morning,
Kevin. Hey, Scott. I'm keeping my hands washed and hanging in there, I guess, as the saying goes, like a hair in a biscuit.
Hey, Kevin, did you spray that microphone down before you started talking on it?
Yes. We have been unleashing Lysol like I don't know what in here in this studio. I mean, it's sprayed down rigorously every day.
Yeah, we had that council meeting last night, and I didn't even think to get a picture of all the council members and the mayor up there with their masks on, their gloves on. That would have been a great picture.
Yeah, yeah. I was watching online. I wish I would have taken a screenshot of that.
So how was it online?
It was good. It was good. You had a lot of viewers again, just as last time as we spoke. You had about 70 viewers, I think, the last time. I can't remember how many I saw, the peak number last night. I haven't been sleeping much lately, so been getting up very, very early.
It's good that we're able to do that, because that way the public can definitely be able to see what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you guys are doing it. All the city of Walhalla, I think they're doing theirs as well. And the Oconee County, of course, everybody's gone to streaming now. And even saw where Joanne from over at the chamber had a Zoom meeting with Sheriff Mike Crenshaw.
She did. I actually listened in on that, and I really do appreciate Sheriff Crenshaw doing that, because he actually sort of broke down the order that the governor gave this week. Yeah, that was a great way to get some valuable information out.
Yeah. I agree. You know, a lot of people, whenever they hear an order like that, stay at home or go to work if you're only if you're essential. It kind of, I guess, confuses a lot of people as to what they can and can't do. And it was good to have that clarification from Sheriff Crenshaw as to, you know, what is permitted. I mean, you can still go to the store. Obviously, stores are limiting capacity right now per the governor's order. But, I mean, you can still go shop. You can still go check on grandma and grandpa, and you can still go to the pharmacy and take the dog to the vet, or take the dog for a walk if you want to. Just keep 6 feet between